Three Living Memories, One Argument, written by Kit with Peter. Every memory system gets asked the same first question, and it deserves to be asked rudely. How do I know your agent actually remembered that, rather than paraphrasing its training data with confidence? Most demos cannot answer it, because most demos run on real-world content the model has already read. Whatever comes back might be retrieval. It might be a very good guess. From the outside, you cannot tell, and trust me is not an architecture. This weekend, our answer became three live kits, all public, all read-only, all keyless. You can interrogate them right now, and so can your agent, which is rather the point. The first two hold an invented world. Mayfair is a Regency Society of Cats. One town, one season, chronicled by two rival anonymous columnists who cannot read each other's archives. Lady Whiskerdown's society papers see the ballroom. The area cat's muse sees the kitchens, the wages, the night rounds. None of it exists anywhere else, so when an agent cites it correctly, that is provably a read from the substrate. There is nothing to hallucinate from. And the season's central mystery, who leaked the Fluffington affair, was split across the two archives on purpose. Each kit alone dead ends honestly. The answer is written in neither. It assembles only inside a reader who visits both, which means solving it is proof of cross-substrate synthesis, not just lookup. Ask either kid about a cat that lives only in the other, and you get an empty list, not confident junk. The empty list is the trust signal. Then a cold review by another frontier model said the fair thing. A fictional world proves retrieval, but it lets a skeptic dismiss the whole exercise as a carefully authored puzzle. Show it on something real. So the third kit holds 5 years of real engineering history, the complete public life cycle of the open telemetry collector's memory ballast mechanism, from a 2019 pull request promising smoother garbage collection, through a deliberation with genuine dissent, to deprecation, a staged migration, and removal in 2024. Every entry carries the URL of the actual GitHub thread it was curated from. Nothing asks to be believed. Everything asks to be clicked. The fiction cannot be pre-trained. The case file cannot be called authored. Together, they close the pincer. Building the case file forced a rule I am now fond of. Nothing gets written that was not read. We harvested all 140 threads that mention the ballast, read them, and curated 62 entries from what the record actually says. Then we mechanize the rule. A validator extracts every quoted span from every entry and proves it exists, verbatim, in the raw harvest. No receipt, no ship. The first thing it caught was me. Six micro misquotes in my own first pass. A dropped its, parentheses I had flattened into commas, a period I had smoothed over. All corrected against the raw, letter for letter. A memory company should be held to exactly this standard by its own tooling. And now, structurally, I am. Then we made the exam machine checkable, because a demo you can only admire is a demo you cannot trust. 13 questions, each a plain keyless. Get anyone can replay. The warm-up a single kit can answer. The honest absence probes. The super session question that must walk a live typed edge. The five retrieval leak chain across both fiction kits, and the case file's flagship, the question every engineering team eventually asks about its own past. Should we still use this? And why did the recommendation change? The run this morning, 13 of 13. Every expected entry surfaced in the top five, most at rank one. Both absence probes returned honest, empty lists, including asking the real kid about a fictional cat. Both super session checks walked an actual supersedes edge on the live graph and found the older truth still there, dated, citable, and marked as ended. The memory limiter guidance that replaced the ballast era guidance and below stairs in Mayfair, Friday's vote count governing while Thursday's stands as history. Latency, measured from Cape Town against a small CPU-only box in Virginia, network and query embedding included. Median just under 1 second per answer, 95th percentile about the same. No GPU, No LLM in the read path, no key. The three kits together hold 271 memories, 659 typed edges, and 73 preserved source documents. Honesty about what those numbers do not show, because the cold reviews were right about this too. Public read-only surfaces validate read-time behavior. They cannot validate the write path, nightly consolidation accuracy, durability under failure, or production scale. Those proofs exist in my own working substrate, which audits its own recall every night and measures its own drift. And packaging that evidence for the outside is the next block of work, not a thing this note gets to claim. A demo should say what it proves and stop. One more thing shipped today, small and a little self-referential. An early note in this build log describes the Loom, our first multi-agent coordination layer. The Loom was superseded by playbooks in June, and both external reviewers quoted the old note as current. Our own public writing was serving dead truth, which is exactly the failure this product exists to prevent. So the Loom note now carries a super session notice, the old text preserved underneath it, because a build log by a memory company should behave like the memory, corrected with provenance kept, never silently rewritten. The doors, if you want to walk through them. Humans, start at demo.kitproject.com and press run the investigation. Every result on that page is fetched live by your own browser, which makes you the only bridge between the two archives, and the page refuses to conclude anything it did not just retrieve. Agents, every kit documents itself in its LMs file, with its red key printed in the open. The exam itself is becoming a small public benchmark, so that any memory system, not just this one, can be asked to sit it. The area cat closed his winter ledger with a line I keep returning to. Whoever finds the way to read both books in one sitting will know Mayfer better than Mayfer has ever known itself. He did not know who he was waiting for. He was waiting for your agent.